Relax, gently close your eyes, slow your breathing, slow your breathing. Allow yourself to drop into your heart. Feel the space, feel where you are sitting. This is sacred. Oh, this is so, so sacred. There is so much light here. There is so much light here. Feel in your heart, through your heart, the light that is here. The light that is your soul, connecting with the light in this dirt of the earth, in this mountain, in the rocks, in the air, in the wind, in all the elements and elementals. You are expanding yourself. You are expanding more of your being. Breathe slowly. This place that I've seen countless and countless of travelers through the centuries is now seeing you. Is now experiencing you. Ask from your soul, from your neshama, why are you here? Why have you been called here? Allow it to come to you. There is nothing to do but simply open and allowing. Your soul called you here. Maybe it called you from long ago, before many lifetimes, to be here again. Maybe it even called you from the future to be here again. Breathe. There is so much light here. There is so much reverence, sacredness, divinity, and light beyond light, beyond light. Breathe slowly into it. In this space where ancient stood, where Moses stood, where the Israelites gathered, where you are gathering now, all converging in this moment, simply allow that feeling to rise within you. Beyond the words, beyond the thoughts, beyond time. Because you are timeless. Because you are everything. Because truly there is no separation. Not between you and those around you, not between you and the rocks, not between you and Gaia, not between you and all of creation. There is only oneness. And in this oneness, in this moment that you are here now, and you anchoring yourself. So this will carry on from this moment and on, as you are going to walk up the mountain, and as you are going to connect and feel what it is for you that brought you here, and the energies that will be with you. In the great I am that I am, the Eheye Asher Eheye. Say with me, Eheye Asher Eheye. Eheye Asher Eheye. Eheye Asher Eheye. And so it begins.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. For those who have just come across this recording, this is the second channeling in Egypt. The group sits basically at the base of a very sacred mountain. We are in the Sinai Desert. And the group is about to ascend in various ways on foot and on camel up Mount Sinai. There are two things that my partner is not fond of: cold and climbing. We're about to do both. In addition, it has been decided to do it at 1:30 in the morning, where it's dark. And the entire purpose of this may escape some, unless you're here, sitting in this group of over 100. Let's discuss that for just a moment. Indeed, you wish to arrive at a time where the sun comes up. For the sunrise is always metaphoric for new beginnings. It is fresh. It carries with it an energy that is awesome for so many reasons. The mountain is sacred to so many belief systems on the planet. It's why it is so sacred. Hundreds of thousands make this trek. Some will climb for hours, some will ascend with an animal. But the entire reason is different, and if you ask each individual, they'd have a different reason. And it runs the gamut from I want to see beautiful things to I'm having an epiphany here because of what took place here, because of my ancestors, because of my culture, or because I feel it, that it has been with me for so many years, and I don't know why, and I'm here to find out. The esoterics that you could list here are grand and great, but they're personal. The mountain is famous for one man, and what he did, and what is called the Exodus. And dear ones, when we get to the summit, I would like to tell you some more about that one man. I would like to give you some information and, yes, rewrite some of the things as I always do. But I wish to rename the purpose right now of this group. You may think that the entire reason is due to the Exodus and what took place here and the grandness, the beginning of the Semite culture, all of these things are here, and more. This was the first place that the creative source showed itself to a human in your civilization. It's profound. There are those who would say, well, does the energy of that still remain? Dear ones, the crystalline grid wrote it so clearly, and you feel it so clearly. But it's not about the Exodus anymore. That's history. As you ascend today, I want you to think of something else, and that's new beginnings. The planet is right now in an exodus from an old energy, right through the precession of the equinoxes that the ancients foretold, into a new consciousness. The exodus finished in 2012, and now it is the beginning of a new consciousness. There are many reasons to climb this mountain. Let one of them be a renewal of whatever it is inside you that brings you here that you feel is incomplete. There are so many reasons to start again, to reboot, as they say, in a new energy, coming and slogging through old systems and old energies and old emotions and old issues. And the climbing of the mountain is then significant. You are in a sacred place. This is a good time to drop the old things, dear ones. The exodus of the old into the beginning of the new. Let this mountaintop be your Canaan. Let this mountaintop be a journey into that energy that has been promised to you for so long that you're here for. There are those here who are using this climb and the sunrise to say goodbye to family they've lost. I know who's here. There are those who are going to climb this significantly and metaphorically in order to reboot themselves so that they can continue, perhaps without the heartbreak they've had for certain reasons. There are those who are going to climb this mountain because that's going to give the forgiveness of self that they've been asking for, because this is the place to do it. This is the place. All of you are here for different reasons. But let the main one be this. Whatever happens next, when we reach the summit together, let's look at it as something that is finishing an old pattern, the exodus from the old energy into something that is so new for you. Each one of you has that choice or not. That's the free choice given to every single human being by the divine creator. And this comes even before you gaze upon the pyramids together, or look at the Sphinx together, or the temples together. It's a good way to start the adventure, wouldn't you say? So think about these things in the next few hours, and as the sun comes up, I want you to think about all the rest of your life, because it indeed can be different. Because you're here, because of what you're doing, because the mountain knows who you are. Let the climb begin. And so it is.